unable to get on the dance floor. About every other week, he paid the dance floor his fee, intending to get to dance for hours, but quickly lost interest and left disappointed and miffed. At first, he'd assumed it was because he was new to the area. Maybe he didn't know enough people. But it didn't get better with time. 2 years in, he was and remained an outsider. He was a martial artist who could hold his own among other solo dancers in pairs and attracted dance partners without desperation. He passes for white, like most of the people there did. The activity didn't hold his attention for more than 30 minutes and felt like a waste of time and money. Sometimes he mistook himself for tired or thought it might be the time of day. He experimented with what to eat and drink and what time relative to dancing. Sometimes he blamed the music, but he always knew it was them. The fake it till you make it approach doesn't work. Trying to solve this problem alone was the problem. If a mysterious sense of isolation routinely hijacks you away from socializing, it won't be resolved while overstimulated, isolated, and surrounded by people having a different experience from you. Recurring mystery moods are different from mild, real-time responses. They don't resolve themselves in situ. It doesn't take much time, about 20 minutes to be exact, but it does take high-quality, uncoercive support of a certain type to affect anything at all. Then, it takes just one time prioritizing when it's not actually occurring to you. Of course, Jacob was loath to touch upon his mood voluntarily, but maybe that's because flashbacks weren't having the effect nature intended to help him avoid the problem in future. So first, I helped Jacob inhabit the detachment and curiosity of a truly disinterested observer. I invited him to join me in a scientist's mindset. This gave him the perspective and patience to answer just one simple question about the virtual materiality of his discomfort. I asked him about the unpleasant experience of separate from them, itself. Not the time of day, not the music, nor the other's body language. Just an exact scientific description of his subtle subjective experience. As he responded to one question, the mystery mood lost its power to overwhelm. It lost the hijacking ability it normally had when it overcame him on the dance floor or when he'd remembered it alone. He became eager to respond to each teeny tiny question, one at a time, from his more and more calm, confident vantage point as a scientist, not a guy feeling like an outsider. Jacob had a distinct advantage over anyone reading a blog post by a stranger online, so please don't expect any shift whatsoever from responding to these questions. It's just to validate that many other approaches aren't appropriate for guys like Jacob. Have you, like Jacob, left something that took a lot of courage to do, wondering why you even tried? You might say, I don't even dare leave the house, let alone go dancing. This Jacob guy has a lot more courage than I do. But I guess that's a yes. Yes, I've rushed home wondering why I ever made myself leave the house. 2, have you, like Jacob, prepared in the ways that make logical sense, but then had to assume it's something else entirely, either blaming yourself or the way that others respond to you? You might say, well, when all the variables I can think of haven't made a difference, yeah, I'm the common denominator. 3. Do you reluctantly revisit embarrassing experiences alone like Jacob had without it ever changing anything and find it hard to believe there's anything to report about the experience? You might say, isn't that what most post-traumatic stress is? Flashbacks of embarrassing moments? Of course I'm done with that shit. My mind goes blank there involuntarily, goes back there involuntarily all the time. So why would I want to remember it on purpose, too? Being asked questions will probably only prove there's nothing to report, and I should just get over it. Quote, unquote. Whatever you answered, I continue as follows. If you go numb at the idea of someone asking you questions, know that I can't stand it when people ask me questions trying to change me or my mood or my opinion either. I actually find the opposite approach quite refreshing. It's a paradoxically effective on a voluntary, consensual level. And that's what I actually do. No assessing reasonableness or ridiculing or linguistic trickery. Just love. Resolution? At first, Jacob was sure the mystery mood was undetectable, but that's a perfectly acceptable reply in my book. So me repeating back without changes or argument what Jacob reported is what eventually allowed him to feel less affected when it reoccurred, stop having flashbacks altogether, and avoid the shame and regret any longer. The thought, quote unquote, nobody likes me, why am I even here, was no longer a sign of oncoming torment Jacob had to either obey numb or suffer. No more. Thanks to the inordinate amount of attention to detail we paid it one time together, Jacob could easily recognize the them feeling as soon as it started to creep up on him, instead of getting overwhelmed by it. Now he can pause right there on the sideline of the dance floor, instead of leaving it all of a sudden. He can purposefully enter the scientist's mindset and ask the pain a question of his own, on his own, anytime. And whenever he does, he opens his eyes to the dancers and notices way more eye contact and ability to enjoy it, way more engagement, way more opportunities for shared smiles than just a few breaths earlier. It's not the music, the drink, or the people. He belongs. I just want to remind you that Jacob had done lots of painful and fruitless trial and error. How was he supposed to know that supported, subtle observation was where his real leverage point was? He didn't even believe me until it was over, until he had proof. Since he only ever did one mini session with me, Jacob missed out on a more complete change in his chemistry. Yet his story is all the more potent in the illustration. My process is a quick, easy way to stop emotional pain from reoccurring. I hope you subscribe and eventually check it out. I don't require you to believe me. Nobody does, first.